Noah here, and I am going to tell a story of the silver bottle. Once there was an emperor who had a very sick son, the prince. And he hired the best doctors, but they could not cure him. One day he went out for a walk in his royal garden to think. And guess what he saw? A little chickadee flying around. The chickadee said, to save your son, you need to get water from the end of the world, from the lake at the end of the world. So he sent everybody to try to find the lake at the end of the world. Nobody could find it. One day, that news traveled to a family who lived on a farm. The first two brother, a brother and sister said, the bigger brother and sister said, we will go out. And the father said, okay. And the father said, okay. But then their little brother said, can I come too? And the father said, no, you're so young. So the two older brother and sister went out, and they traveled for long days but could not find the lake at the end of the world. Finally, they were so tired they couldn't keep searching. The brother said, how about we just go to the next lake we find, and even if that doesn't cure the prince, the emperor will give us something for our troubles. Now, they knew that since they were very poor, they needed money, and it would be richly rewarded. So they did that, but when they took the bottle that they had brought to the emperor, it wouldn't fill the silver bottle that the chickadee had given the emperor. Then it happened that the king got very angry at this and did not give them a prize. He sent them away on a forbidden island. And if nobody found the treasure soon, they would stay there forever. The younger brother said later after that, when he heard the news, let me go out. And the father said, how can I argue with that now? So the little brother went out, and then when it came to night, he took out the cheese and said, I'm gonna come up in this tree and eat my cheese. And then when he was up in the tree, the chickadee came down. The chickadee the emperor had seen came down and said, I couldn't help but see that delicious cheese you're eating. I love cheese. Do you think I could please have a little bit of that cheese? And the little brother said, miraculously, I'm not hungry anymore. It's all yours. And gave all the cheese to the little chickadee. And the chickadee said, here is a feather for you. If you wish anything, it will happen. And he wished that he could be at the lake on the other side of the world. And there he was, by a little creek. And then he said, oh no, I forgot my bottle. It's in the bag. And then he said, oh, the feathers. And he said, I wish I had my little bottle. And down dropped a little bottle. But can you guess what kind of bottle it was? Not the boy, not the little brother's bottle. The Emperor's bottle. Oh. And then he heard the sound of a vicious cat. And then a vicious cat dropped from the sky and said, "Meow! What business do you have at the magical lake? I am here to get water for the Emperor's son, the prince," he said, and thrust the feather at the huge cat. Suddenly, the huge cat fell in a heap on the ground and fell asleep. Then he heard a snort behind him, and it was a pig. He turned around, and the pig went, "What do you have? What business do you have on the magical lake?" And he said the same thing. "I am here to get water for the Emperor's son, the prince." And the pig suddenly fell asleep when the boy thrust the feathers in his face. Then a ginormous and long serpent thrust up into the air and said, "What business do you have at the magical lake?" "I am here to get water for the Emperor's son," said the boy, and thrust the feathers in the serpent's face. He fell in a heap in the map. Then he went over and scooped the bottle full of the water from the magical lake. And then he said, "Feathers, please take me to the Emperor's palace." And boom, he was at the Emperor's palace in 3 seconds. He went inside the palace and gave the water to the Emperor, and the prince drank it. And suddenly, he felt way better. The end.